If you have your Bible with you, I'm going to use as a launching pad this morning text verse out of the book of Zephaniah. It's on page 992, 993. You kids that have memorized the books of the Bible, you might want to speak up and tell us where that's located. The second chapter of Zephaniah, I want to begin reading with verse number 1. Would you stand with me as we read from God's word here this morning? Verse 1 says, "Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired, before the decree bring forth, before the day passes the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you." And here's the verse that I want us to basically be focused on, or a portion of the verse I'll get to. "Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, it may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger." Two words that I want to lift out of that verse, although I'm not wanting to take it out of its context at all, but two words, maybe. Have you ever used those words? Maybe, or it may be. I want us to look at the subject this morning better than a maybe. Father, we pray for your anointing this morning. As we've read from your word and we'll read some more, I pray that you would add your blessing, give your anointing, both to the speaker as well as to the hearers. Help us to be receptive of what you would have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. There's been some pretty big things happen in history based on a maybe. There's been some interesting things that have happened. You could probably even say that there's been some phenomenal things that have happened based on a maybe. The maybe that gave somebody courage to do something great. The maybe that brought about something in the midst of a person's life to cause something great to happen. You may or may not be following my train of thought with that, so let me get a little more specific in what I'm speaking of. If you want to, turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 14 and verse number 6 is the basic, the keyed in portion of the story. But you'll see that story about Jonathan, and they were fighting. They were in the midst of a battle with Philistines, and there was some real concern going on. But Jonathan, the king's son, said to his armor bearer, "Let's go. Because there's a chance, there is a possibility, there is a maybe that we will be able to do something that'll change the course of history." Now, we know that Jonathan wasn't saying all of that in the way of the course of history being changed, but based on his maybe, it gave him courage to do something that turned out to be a change in the course of history. Based on a maybe. Now, if you look at that little fragile maybe in that passage of Scripture, I can't help anyway. I can't help but look at it and say, my, how fragile of a maybe that really was. Just Jonathan and his armor bearer. They were going up against a garrison of the Philistines. And not only were they going against multiple individuals, two of them going against multiple, but they were going against what would appear to be an insurmountable obstacle to get to where they were. Maybe we can do something here. Maybe we will be able to accomplish something. Maybe God will help us. You know the end result there if you've read that passage, and I'm sure that many of you or most of you have read it before. You know that that little maybe, that little threat of a maybe, turned into a great victory for the children of Israel that day. Just a little maybe. 2 Samuel, you can flip over just a few pages to 2 Samuel, and there's another maybe that's in the midst of their circumstances again in the children of Israel. This particular time in 2 Samuel chapter 16, Absalom has rebelled and Shimei has cursed, and all of these things are going against what would appear to be going against King David. What a dark hour for Israel. What a dark hour for David. David, the man after God's own heart, the king that followed God, seemed to be the standard of all that was to take place or in the lives of the kings to follow and what was taking place afterwards. But we see in this particular passage in 2 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 12, it may be, David said, it may be that the Lord will look on mine affliction. There is a little thread of hope for David there. He was saying that there is a maybe in the midst of the circumstances of his life that God could help. It looked like it was impossible. It looked like it was a very dark day. It looked like that Israel was being broken down, that Israel was being destroyed, that things were going a wrong path, that taking a wrong turn. But David said, maybe. There's a thread of hope. I like the story of the lepers over in 2 Kings. You remember that story? The lepers that were outside of the city wall, the gates of the city, and the Syrians had come in and put a siege on the city. They were hungry. You read that story in the very first part of that chapter, 2 Kings chapter 7, and Elisha tells them the word of the Lord, and he gives them something that astonishes them. He gives them something that they just, they had a hard time believing. Elisha, you've gone off the deep end here. There's no possible way that tomorrow, about this time, as you say, that a measure of fine flour will be sold for a shekel, 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Now, how in the world is that going to be possible? Elisha, you've really missed it. It was a sad day for them. It was a difficult day. It was a hard day. It was a very dark day. Now these lepers are outside the wall. They're outside the gate. They are not allowed inside. And so they're debating, what are they going to do? What should they do? What can they do? They say within themselves or among themselves, why are we still sitting here until we die? If we go into the city, then the famine's there. We're going to die there. If we sit right here, we're going to die here also. Now, therefore, come, let us fall into the host of the Syrians. Let me add that word that we're looking at this morning. It may be that they shall save us alive. It's not in your King James translation there, but that's the maybe that's silent there. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, then we'll just but die. Which is the best part of the other two options anyway. That there's a possibility here, there is a maybe here, and they find that maybe, that little thread of hope, is what gave them courage to get up and go into the Syrian camp and find out that the Syrian camp had been vacated and that all that was there was open to them. They got to feeling so bad about all that was open to them that they had to go back to the city gates and to raise the porter and get him awakened and get him aware of what was going on and what had taken place out here in the Syrian camp. And it was all happened because of a maybe. Perhaps. Perhaps there's something that we can do. Perhaps there's something, some way that we can make it. Perhaps there is a little bit of a hope that we have. Maybe. What about Jonah's maybe? Well, not so much Jonah's maybe, but the people of Nineveh, they had a maybe. Jonah chapter 3, there's the maybe that comes to them. They are looking at the possibility. They are looking at not just simply a small possibility, but they are looking at death. God is going to rain judgment down upon them. God told Jonah that if these people do not repent, that wicked Nineveh is going to die. And we find a maybe. We find a maybe in the lives of the Ninevites. That we find that they have a thread of hope. Look at it if you have your Bible open there. Jonah chapter 3 verse 9. Who can tell if God will turn and repent? You have to back up a little bit to find the whole context there, the whole story that's involved. And Jonah had preached the word of the Lord, and he came to them and gave them what God had commanded him to say. And the people of Nineveh believed. They proclaimed a fast in verse number 5. They put on sackcloth. They from the very greatest of them, even to the least of them, to the animals. They weren't supposed to eat. They weren't supposed to drink. They were supposed to be covered in their sackcloth. They were supposed to repent. What a story. Because these people were wicked people. Because these people were doomed by God's wrath and judgment. They were destined to die. But they said in verse 9, but who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we should perish not? But who can tell? You see, there's that thread of hope that is found within the maybe that was presented to them. You see, some people have done great things. Some great phenomenal things have happened because somebody held on to the small thread of a maybe within their lives. But if you look at this passage of scripture that was read at the very beginning, you look at that passage where it says, seek ye the Lord, seek him, seek righteousness, seek meekness, it may be that ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Now there's that maybe that gives us the launching pad to where we've already been, but now it brings us back to this aspect of the maybe, but we find in this verse that the reality of the maybe is actually better than a maybe. It's better than maybe because we're looking at the faithfulness of God. I hope that you're hearing that this morning. More than maybe. More than a maybe is the promise to those that seek after him. You know, Proverbs chapter 28 verse 13 tells us how big of a maybe that is. That thread of hope that we have in God's faithfulness. Listen to what the proverb writer said in that passage. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Better than a maybe. Based on the faithfulness of God, there is a better than a maybe to those that seek him, those who confess and forsake their ways. You know, Isaiah has a better than a maybe verse too. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1, it tells us in that verse, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Did you get that little maybe that's better than a maybe? Based on the faithfulness of God, the door is opened up to those that are thirsty, to those that seek after him, to those that desire him. they have a better than a maybe prospect. Of course, then we can very quickly come to John 3:16. That's better than a maybe, isn't it? For God so loved the entire world. For God so loved the inhabitants of the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Verse number 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned. That's better than a maybe. Seek ye the Lord, all ye the meek of the earth. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, and it may be that ye shall be hid. You see, it's better than a maybe when we look at the faithfulness of God. Jesus gives us something that is better than a maybe over and over again. But in Matthew chapter 7, the biggest better than a maybe that probably we could find from the words of Jesus Christ is found in that passage of Scripture that he's talking to his disciples, that he's preaching there on the mount, and he's telling his followers that if we but ask, if we but seek, if we will knock, then there's better than a maybe prospect. What does he say in that passage? Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and it ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For whoever asks, receiveth. Whoever seeketh, findeth. Whoever knocketh shall be able to come in. The door will be opened. You see, the prospect there is more than just a maybe. It's better than a maybe. There is a guarantee based on his faithfulness to his people, to those that seek him, to those that follow him, to those that pursue him. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You know the rest of that verse. It's better than a maybe, isn't it? Come unto me, all ye that are heavy, or that are weary and heavy laden, and I will... Better than a maybe. The prospects that we have are better than maybes. The message that I was referring to of Dr. McElwain during camp meeting was he was preaching basically through the book of the Chronicles, the driest books of the Scripture. The passages, the chapters that we refrain from reading very often. It's the chapters of the Bible that even Brother McElwain admitted to hinder his desire to read through the Scriptures. It was when he got to the books of the Chronicles that his desire to read through waned. But as he preached his message on the faithfulness of God, as he was preaching from through the books of Chronicles, he was emphasizing that in the midst of all of this dry experience of reading, you can find the thread of his promise that he is faithful to those that are faithful to him. What a wonderful prospect this morning that we have, that we can realize, because in the midst of our dry days, in the midst of our weary times, in the midst of our times of being heavy laden, maybe not heavy laden strictly by sin, but because of our circumstances or because of our problems and because of the heartbreak that we may have to experience, those dark trial days, those dark days when we can't even feel his presence, we struggle to hear his voice. It's in the midst of those days that the Scripture is giving us an understanding that his faithfulness is always there, whether we feel him or hear him or not. You look at that chapter in 2 Chronicles, that seventh chapter, and we'll find that there's the faithfulness of God even in the midst of all of the calamity that was coming to the children of Israel. I wish we had time to read the whole thing, the entire chapter, but I won't read the whole. I'll begin with verse number 12. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. He told Solomon, he said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, here are all of these prospects of difficult days. You study that and you learn from that and you'll realize that that prospect of difficult days comes when Israel was not following after God. When they turned their back on God. You'll find that these difficult days that he's telling Solomon about are not days just simply because they're not just out there in the middle of life, but for this particular context, they were to be there to keep them or to bring their eyes back to God. And then that key verse that we've so often heard follows the prospect of all those dark days. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Now, I don't want to take the time, I don't have the time this morning to go into what that wicked is. I believe that you have a better understanding of it than what I need to share this morning. It's not simply talking about transgression of sin or deep, dark things of sin, but there are some things that need to be turned away from. And the biggest thing that needs to be turned away from in universal living is the heart of pride. I don't know that there's a single thing that would face us, face you, that would be a temptation to any one of us if it was not seated in the personal desires. And that's exactly what James tells us. That we are drawn away by our own personal desires. That's where the enemy comes after us. That's where the enemy attacks us. It's at those particular points of personal desire. But if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek and turn, then there is that definite promise, not just a simple thread of hope, maybe, but it's better than a maybe. He said, if this takes place, then will I forgive their sin. Then will I hear from heaven. Then will we have a healing to our land. Verse 15, now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. And on down through the rest of that chapter, we find the faithfulness of God. You see, there's been some great things that have happened. There's been some fantastic things happen based on a simple thread of hope, a simple maybe. But the promise of our particular need being met is fulfilled through the faithfulness of God as we seek. As we seek him. It's the sincere seeker that has more than a mere maybe to grasp. It's the sincere seeker that has sure promises that produce sure results. The sincere seeker. If we seek him, we shall find him. If we hunger for him, we shall be filled or we shall be satisfied. If we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive. See, over and over again, there's that pivotal word. There's that change, that catalyst, if you please, that word if that changes a whole lot of stuff, not based on God's faithfulness, but it's based on the if of our life, because God's faithfulness is not based on anything but the solid rock of his promise. His faithfulness is sure. It's the if of our lives that changes what takes place. It's the if of our lives of how we grasp the promise. While some great things were accomplished while holding on to a maybe, God's promise to you and I this morning to meet our needs and to provide what we have need of and to meet our spiritual needs specifically is based on something greater, better than a mere maybe. Because His promise to us is if we seek Him, we will find Him. If we ask Him, He will answer. If we knock at the door, He will open the door. Somebody here, somebody listening may not be at that place where they need the door to be opened. Maybe what they need is to have their heart forgiven of sin, their life washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. The promise is still sure right there as well, because if we confess, He is faithful to forgive. If we come to Him, He in no way will cast aside. If any man come, He will in no wise cast out. Draw near to Him, and He will draw near to you. You see, the promise of God continues over and over again to reinforce that there's a better than a maybe based on His faithfulness to His promise. What are you needing this morning? What is your heart cry today? Trust in His promise, for He is faithful. And we have better than a maybe. Let's stand together this morning. He's been faithful all the time, always, and He will be for us today as well. Praise the Lord. Trust you have a good day. Blessings of the Lord today. We're willing to see you back again tonight. Let's come asking the Lord to help us and to meet with us in the service this evening. Jeanette, would you dismiss us in prayer?